So we're introducing a new segment this week, boys.
Is it called
Butt in Your Mouth? Is it just where you run out of the room? Because that's ultimately what just happened.
Is it called Shake That Badunkadunk?
Because we could probably make a better name for Joey Runs Out of the Room, the segment.
It's called Joey's FIFA World Cup Brazil Sticker Book.
Ugh. I thought it was going to be Joey sings the thong song.
I got this great sticker book, guys. I'm doing really well. I have a ton of Germany for some reason. Like, there's a lot of Germany filled in on my
you
book.
You know what's funny is a long Sick time ago, aisle. Germany used to say, we have a lot of Poland right now. Just a lot of it.
Can we not go 5 seconds without bringing up genocide? Every time.
I didn't.
Well, you brought up Nazi Germany. Yeah,
I appreciate most of your genocide.
I have the team sticker, and then I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the players.
Do you have the manager? Is it Jurgen Klopp?
I don't think they have a sticker for the manager.
Why not?
But the reason I bring it up is because this is a segment where I read the people I have doubles of so that Justin can trade with me. I have Mario Götze, Mats Hummels, the Belgium sticker, Raphael Varane, Mats Hummels. I have two Mats Hummels. Romaric from Côte d'Ivoire. Alessi Sertzi, Raphael Varane, Seri D, also from Côte d'Ivoire, and Freddy Guarin. So
I want to look at your books.
He haunts you in your
If anybody wants to trade some stickers, you know where to find me. So that's
Group C. I want to see who you have.
Group C, that's Japan and Greece and Colombia and Côte d'Ivoire, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I only have a couple Côte d'Ivoire, I think. Well, I probably have 4 or 5.
I call them Ivory Coast because I can't speak French. Colombia, Hellas.
Yeah, Greece really tried to go out of their way to make it easy for Japan to win, but Japan just didn't take them up on the offer.
You don't have Yaya yet?
No. Well, again, like I don't get to pick the one. They come in blind pack.
Yeah.
I had to drive. Flaming Lips. I had to drive to so many stores to find any of these goddamn stickers too.
Gervinho scored today.
Yes, he did.
But they lost.
They did lose.
But Yaya,
it was a good game though.
Yaya apparently threatened to quit his. I think he's in the Premiership, and he threatened to quit his team because the manager forgot his birthday or something. He's like my favorite soccer player in the world that I know.
Because
he
forgot his birthday party,
and because he's just like insanely huge and awesome, and does not. He looks like a rugby player.
Who does Hulk play for again? There's a player named Hulk, and it's really funny to me.
I can't remember.
You're used.
Does Norway have a team? The Norwegian.
Norway has a team, but they're not in the World Cup.
Are they not in the World Cup?
I don't think so.
Because I was hoping that they'd be like the Norwegian Thors.
I mean, very rarely do they mention the team's like name.
Nah.
Because they don't really have one.
There's one that's like the Lions, I think, but then their shirt is like a cheetah.
But Côte d'Ivoire is the elephants, right?
Yeah. But the one with the cheetah is actually because they're like trying to raise awareness for some like cheetah or something that's being killed.
Right.
But it's but just it looks funny because like they just fucked the Lions. It up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, welcome to the...
I wonder why
the...
they call their Lions. Is it because they're dishonest?
Yep.
Welcome to
like
the...
Oh, like they're lying.
First special Cat. World Cup edition of the Geek Stampede Comics Roundup, where hopefully I'll just talk about soccer instead of wrestling this week.
Because, Joey, you're on quite the soccer kick right now.
Hi-oh!
I have told that joke every day, almost.
Yeah.
Even when describing, when I like briefly bring up the World Cup to my brother, I'll be like, you know, my friend Joey, he's on quite the soccer kick right now.
And your brother's just like, fuck, shut up.
My brother laughs because he supports me, unlike my
friends. Support you, I laugh. I laughed the first couple of times you told
me that
joke. I know,
and really, it did barely deserve one laugh.
You know, but at a certain point, how many times do I have to do this? How many times do I have to support you?
How many days are there left
in
the
World Cup?
I'll tell
you what, Ryan, I'll support you every day
of
your life.
You're like a good solid beam on a house.
Thank you.
I've always thought of you as a good solid beam.
And I've always thought of you as a B+ player.
Thanks, man. It's pretty good. I'll take it.
So, anyway, I'm Joey G. I'm Joey G.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Robbie G.
I'm Yaya Toure. No, I'm not.
Wouldn't it be cool if he was here?
Oh, and he was just like, I kick the ball.
Maybe we'll have some special guests this week, too. Because, I mean, last week we had a couple.
I can't do an Ivory Coast accent.
I don't want you to do one.
No, because I'm scared it'll be so racist.
It'll either be, like, over-the-top French or over-the-top African.
Yeah.
Which isn't even a thing.
Like, bonjour...
click. That was pretty funny.
I mean, I've never been to the Ivory Coast. I didn't even know that was a country until like a week ago. So I'm sorry.
Okay, here's an example of how stupid I am. In the first Cote d'Ivoire game, they played Japan. And so the game started. And of course, like when you watch soccer on TV, the camera is a long ways away because the field is so large. And my mouth sometimes faster than my brain said, which team is which? And my friend Brandon goes, well, Japan will be the team not exclusively made up of black guys. I was like, oh yeah, I guess that's kind of a stupid question when you're playing a team from Africa.
Like four black guys on Japan.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but it was still just like, oh, you idiot, they're playing an African team. Of course it's the fucking black guys. Anyway, so we, among other things such as soccer and wrestling, we talk about comic books on this show, comic book news, comic book reviews, comic book goodness.
Comic book poos.
Yeah.
The bloop poop loop, sometimes we do that too.
Doop.
The doop poop.
The doop poop loop bloop. Boop boop de boop boop boop.
Plorp.
Boop. Plorp? That's Plock. Remember Plock?
The video game?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It was a Super Nintendo game.
But
it was
it's
great.
Got some really good songs.
Teaser for later in the show. Plorp. I hope you get that.
Plorp.
Oh.
Plorp.
I'll get it later. How much later?
How much later?
maybe 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay. So if my soccer kick joke is not funny at this point, I'll read it in 6 months.
Yeah, it's not even a joke is the problem. It's just a
statement
idiot.
Of intent.
It's just a thing, yeah, just me going, hey guys, I'm going to do this later.
You should put it on a memo and get it notarized.
Overruled.
You've just been lawyered. Why did I say this?
Overruled.
You've been lawyered. I'm apparently a 19-year-old girl from California.
I always thought that about you.
I mean, yeah, I suck, so. Rebuttal.
You don't suck.
Thank you.
Wait, was that like a blowjob joke?
No, like that was just like, I don't know.
Do a blowjob joke.
Like the girls that talk like this, they suck.
Is this a blowjob joke?
No.
I'm really offended right
like
now.
Like they're not cool.
Do a blowjob joke.
Knock knock.
Do an egg roll.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
I'm sucking your dick.
All right.
Wow, so far the only two legitimate laughs have both been from Ryan.
Kind
of. That does not bode well to the rest of the podcast, does it?
No, it bodes super. Superly.
Superly.
It bodes humbly, like my humble abode.
You know what else bodes? World Cup in footbodes.
The Socceroos.
How do you sock your Socceroos?
Oh, in footbodes. That's a good little World Cup.
Bit of footy. I'm drinking my Fosters and watching the Socceroos with the boomerang. Ayers Rock.
You're watching it with a boomerang? Like a boomerang is your friend
just,
watching
I'm
it
just,
with you?
My remote control is shaped like a
boomerang. Nah. Boomerang's the name of me dog.
That's not
it's
a
me
dog.
Boomerang.
That's a dog.
No, it's a dog.
Not a dog.
That's not a dog, that's a spoon.
More dog's a dingo. And it ain't
see
my
you've
baby.
I've played Knifey Spoony before.
Do you want to talk about a
Paul
brand new
Hogan
comic book that all of us read?
I don't know. I thought we could continue on this stupid Australian thing for a while, but okay.
I'm in. Let's talk about a comic book.
You and I, Ryan, both got the same Brian Lee O'Malley cover.
Did you get it because you couldn't decide between the other two?
No, I got it because this was the one that Chris gave me.
Oh.
Yeah, he gave me that one too, and I swapped it out because I like Brian Lee O'Malley, but I don't like that cover at all.
Yeah, kind of well, I reviewed it for Alpha Comics. And I wrote a lot about it.
Oh, la-di-da!
Looking at the cover, though, for the record, gives like if I would have looked at the cover halfway through this book, I would have probably clued in onto what the fuck was happening a little more.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty straightforward. I mean, I kind of got what was
happening. I can see why Ryan thought it was confusing.
There's a lot of mystery.
There's a lot you're expected to just pick up on. And the fact that you don't really know until the very end.
And the main god that's kind of in the centerfold, Amaterasu, isn't one that I'm familiar with in myth or folklore.
I mean, it
like
is
that.
The god I worship.
But
so
the second
rude.
That Lucy starts talking, like sitting down and talking about how she's the Morning Star, about how all these gods are kind of being reincarnated every, or like taking the bodies of these teenagers for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then...
And Rihanna's in it?
Jesus Christ.
Tell me that is
no,
not...
No, that's Rihanna, yeah.
It's pretty cool. But we're talking about The Wicked and the Divine by Kieran Gillen and Jamie McKelvey. The artwork in this was beautiful. I really enjoyed Jamie McKelvey's artwork. Mm-hmm. I like Kieran Gillen. I like all of Kieran Gillen's creator-owned stuff. I haven't read a lot of his Marvel stuff beyond Young Avengers, which I really enjoyed. I read some of his Iron Man, and I wasn't a huge fan. But I only really read about 3 issues of Iron Man when he started it up.
You know what was the problem with that book? It was Greg Land.
Yeah. I didn't really... That's totally why I jumped off, actually. I read Kieran Gillen's Uncanny X-Men with Carlos Pacheco, which was really sweet, but then again, Greg Land started drawing it, and I don't really like Greg Land. But the
That's true, because Greg Land had been drawing X-Men for quite a while at that point. He did most of the Fraction run.
Yeah.
I didn't know he did any with...
With Gillen? Yeah.
I didn't read it, so...
He may have actually started it with Gillen, and Carlos Pacheco came after, but I don't really remember. I just remember not particularly enjoying the artwork on it. I remember there was a Mr. Sinister issue by Carlos Pacheco that I really enjoyed. But The Wicked and the Divine is a cool series about gods across all different planes of organized religion. And they're in the world that we know now. And they're superstars and they're famous, and Lucifer is David Bowie. Mm-hmm. And basically there's a murder that happens. There's a couple murders that happen that put Lucifer on trial, and then a really cool splash page at the end for an interesting cliffhanger. So there's going to be...
Another issue
after this one.
Also, for the record, the little like 4-page prologue just made sense to me.
Yeah. She's getting ready, and she's getting ready to go see Emma Trousey.
Well, no, like, or whatever. This whole part.
Oh, yeah.
With the people.
The snapping.
It
comes full circle, yeah.
Halfway through this book, I was ready to put it down and just stop, because I had no fucking clue what was going on. I'm not smart.
You were having a hard time.
No, because I was like, I don't even know what the fuck's going on. And then it kind of clicked with me. Although you have done a better job of explaining the plot to me.
Well, you're welcome.
I mean, I don't know.
Or are you not going to pick up the second issue?
I probably will, actually, because the more I think about it, the more I like it. But
I really enjoyed the characterization of Lucifer. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want the original covers. The Jamie McKelvey covers I actually enjoy a lot more. I like the idea of a Brian Lee O'Malley variant cover more than I actually like the execution of it. The cover is cool because it's Brian Lee O'Malley, but it has nothing to do with... I mean, it's about Laura, who's supposed to be the...
I don't even think it's a very good Brian Lee O'Malley cover.
But the focal point is Laura, who's supposed to be the main character that the audience sees all this stuff through her eyes, but we don't know anything about Laura beyond the fact that she's 17 and she's obsessed with Amaterasu, this god who's... like brings everyone to orgiastic joy when she's performing, but there wasn't really any development. Yeah, there wasn't really any development about that character. So I'm not really sure who she is. This issue, I think, did a good job of setting up the world and the cool murder mystery that's going to surround these gods. Mm-hmm. And their interaction with all the everyday folk. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
See, I think that what hooked me was murder mystery.
Yeah,
at the end, I like cool.
Yeah, I thought it was
that,
really good.
That really
the art me. Is spectacular. I like the couple of characters that we meet, and I like the cliffhanger. I was very happy.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm. The more I think about it, the more I liked it. When I first put it down, I did like it. It's just halfway through I didn't really care, because I was just so confused.
Maybe you're just stupid.
What I'm definitely going to buy
I read it on top of Aya's rock. A boomerang.
With a boomerang. What I'm definitely going to pick up is the Chip Zdarsky variant cover.
Oh my god, it's fucking Kieran Gillen is
Aladdin Sane, and
mm-hmm. It is funny.
It's fucking awesome.
I'm just going to get the regular covers. But
the regular covers are really pretty. The color work is so cool.
It's a good looking book.
It's a good looking book. Have you ever read Phonogram?
It's a good looking book.
I have read all of Phonogram. Phonogram is awesome.
I haven't.
Peter Milligan has a new book from Vertigo coming out.
Yeah, The Names.
Mm-hmm.
It looks super cool. I don't know if that is... they had solicited a book that he was going to do last year called The Discipline. So this might just be that with a name change. But it's an 8-issue miniseries with
Leonardo Fernandez, Leandro Fernandez, excuse me.
And they did a little featurette of him on DC All Access, that YouTube show or whatever, where they talked to him about it for like 2 minutes, and the description of it sounds awesome. It sounds like old school 90s Pete Milligan miniseries.
The poll quote is, it's Wolf of Wall Street meets Kill Bill. I like Kill Bill.
I like Wolf of Wall Street.
I
love Wolf
I do
Wolf
not.
Wall
I thought
you didn't like Wolf of Wall Street.
No, not really.
Was it because it was too long?
Well, it was definitely at least an hour too long, but I also thought it was Scorsese coasting and not really trying at all. But I am in the minority. I remember it ended and I was like, God, I was bored for most of that.
I loved that movie.
And I don't think Scorsese should try to do comedy because he can't. That was the, like, every time there was like long stretches where that movie was supposed to be funny, and I was just like, this wasn't funny for 5 minutes, and it really isn't funny for 20, watching Leonardo DiCaprio, like, drag himself across the ground for 20 minutes.
That was so
funny. Oh, I was so bored.
I loved it. That was great.
It's a good movie, but I didn't like it very much. You guys, this is a really interesting piece of news. There's a miniseries coming from Dynamite that is going to be written and plotted by Matt Wagner and Quentin Tarantino.
I like Matt Wagner.
Oh, I heard about this.
And it's Django from Django Unchained crossing over and teaming up with Zorro.
That sounds weird.
It sounds like the best thing in the universe. I am extremely excited about
that.
I'll
read it if Django is on Quaaludes for 20 minutes and trying to get into a Lamborghini.
Bravo.
I hope it's not like that. That would be really anachronistic for the time period.
I don't even know what that word means.
Dude, it's Quentin Tarantino.
What does that
he
word mean?
He can kill
mean?
Hitler. He can have Django drive a Lamborghini.
Yeah, but no. Killing Hitler wasn't like anachronistic for the time period.
It was
just like alternative history.
No, nope. Slow down, guys. What's that word mean?
Anachronistic?
No, history? Period.
Ah!
Something that bears are attracted to.
I knew it. I knew we weren't going to get through another episode without menstruation jokes.
I'm menstruating
have we ever
now.
Done a menstruation joke?
I know, but I knew this was the time it was going to happen. I read
you
it.
Have the weirdest
I read it in my tea leaves.
Ever. Joey can tell when someone's going to talk about menstruation.
They're actually just leaves you that have fallen off your tree, but they are you cut them into little teas.
Basically, as like
and,
the
you and then you
I was going to say, as I cut them, I'm like, I pity the fool who cuts these trees. Pulling my tea leaves.
Mr. Tea Leaves.
I cutted the leaves.
You cutty the leaves? Like Cuddy from House?
Because
or Kid Cuddy?
Or Cuddy from The Wire?
That's what I was thinking.
I was thinking, we were Cuddy. Thinking of something cooler.
He's in The Walking Dead.
Wait, cooler than Cuddy from House?
Yes.
I've never watched House.
Wreck that chick. Sorry. I find her very attractive.
Who is she?
Why would you want to wreck her then?
The girl from House. She was Cuddy.
Well, but I've never seen House.
Really?
Hey, I live in one.
I'm trying to remember her name.
Hey,
the actress's name. Who played Cuddy?
I hope it's like Fart Wagner.
Yes, the Emmy Award-winning Fart
Lisa
Wagner.
Edelstein. I should have even said that.
Is there a picture of her?
Okay, I'll find you a good picture of her. I'm sure you've seen her. She's in the first episode of The West Wing.
I've never seen that either.
That's she played Lisa Helen Mirren in The Queen.
Well, she
She's no Mary Louise Parker. Who I have found out from you yesterday is apparently naked in Weeds every episode.
Pretty much.
I need to watch Weeds. Episode.
Is it just the one episode? Four. I thought she was naked all the time.
She, well, I only watched up to season 5. And it's not a good show. But
no.
there's an episode in season 4. Anyway.
I didn't even go on the Google.
She's really good
5.
On that show. That show's just not any good.
Yeah.
The first 3 seasons of that show, it should end with the last shot of season 3. Because it actually ties up the whole series in a nice little bow. And then it just kind of keeps going. And it gets ridiculous and it's not... The first 3 seasons weren't that great anyway. Like, it was good, but...
Okay, when did Throwback Thursday become a thing? I had never heard of it until, like, this week. And someone said, no, you're going to see it everywhere. And sure enough, I'm seeing it everywhere.
People
what is
it
that?
All the time.
Ever since the New England Patriots played a Thursday night football game and Tom Brady checked down to his running back and technically he threw back...
Jesus.
Thursday.
I would call
wow.
that a joke inside baseball, but that would mean that it was a joke.
No, I'm sorry. How is
I don't know. I see
the origination.
Origination.
Where's the origination of that word?
The origin
it's
story.
In, the origination is actually just south of Cote d'Ivoire.
Genesis? Is it from Genesis? From the Bible?
Genesis from the... Well, Genesis wasn't a place.
Genesis was from Bibble, the ancient town where Jesus...
Do you mean Seal Bibble?
Like Seal the singer?
Like
no,
Seal
Bibble.
Kiss from a rose on the way. Ooh, gonna...
children, oh. You know.
Where I'm at a different part of the song.
And now that you're running.
Oh my god.
All right.
Yeah. So me telling you what Throwback Thursday is boo.
No, well, you didn't tell me what Throwback Thursday was.
But that
you made up a convoluted explanation that, involving a football team.
Prove to me that Tom Brady did not throw a check down pass to his running back on a Thursday night ever.
I can't do that.
Exactly.
Ryan.
So true.
Why does the burden of proof have to fucking be on me?
Because this is the God debate. Prove to me there's not a God. I can prove you there is Tom Brady.
I don't. What? Wait, Tom Brady is your god?
Yes. Never has there been a marriage of skills on the fields and
fields?
Charming good looks.
He plays.
And he's like 6'4 and has really good style.
Apparently, Throwback Thursday, the earliest known mention of Throwback Thursday, was found in a series of revamped retro cartoon characters that were illustrated by animator Saxton Moore on his blog in 2006. So
Brady threw that pass in
somehow for 8 years. I think also in when people started hashtagging on Instagram, it became more popular.
That's when I found out about it, was when I got an Instagram account.
See, and I've only had an Instagram for a relatively short
time.
That,
and I finally figured out what Women Crush Wednesdays are and
What's
Man
that?
Crush Mondays.
It's when
that?
You it's when you take a woman out back and you drop
crush
her.
You
drop
and
the
you
handle.
Crush her. No, what is that? When you're supposed to, like, if it's a Monday, you're supposed to say who your man crush is?
Yeah. And then
it's a Thursday,
Wednesday.
And I spent a lot of time tweeting about one of the guys on the Uruguay football team. He made me feel
on
funny.
Mondays, I spent a lot of time thinking about Tom Brady. So
this guy, man, he had abs, he had the hair, he had it
oh,
all.
Oh yeah, you were talking about that.
Cavani, I think his name was.
Maybe
sexy.
I guy. Have an uncle Kevin.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe they must be the same.
Maybe
person.
How are his abs?
I don't know. He's got a bit of a beard.
That's
right.
He's okay. A nice guy. Like
I love that. I love that deflection. Like, do you drive a car? I don't know. I sit down a lot. It's like, oh, okay, totally. That answers
I
my
do.
Question.
In a car.
Does he have abs? I don't know. He's got a completely different thing.
Do you want to talk about a comic book since we're at 20 minutes and we've only had one?
Go nuts.
I mean,
which is actually
so
pretty
yeah,
good.
So, yeah, we're doing
us.
Pretty good, right?
Can I do this one?
I was going to talk
yeah.
about that one.
Well, no, you're not.
Comics.
I'm going to. Fucker.
I don't want to talk about this one. So, my feelings on this are,
Okay.
That was me trying to
so,
without speaking.
It's Manhattan Projects, number 21, Jonathan Hickman and Ryan Brown. Ryan Brown?
Ryan Brown. That's me.
Well, Ryan Brown had been doing all the Infinite Oppenheimer stories, but those are done. So I was like, oh, I wonder what they're going to do with them. Well,
I'm so glad that
he did
this.
An awesome issue called Space Dog, which is the whole issue is just showing what Laika's been up to in space. And what has Laika been up to in space? Some totally awesome shit.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting captured by these science aliens, making friends with a robot
did
and a big floating blue head who keeps saying blarg, including my favorite page ever where Reese, the floating head guy, introduces Laika to a bunch of the creatures. It's just blarg, blarg, blarg. I laugh.
Did you notice that these creatures, the creatures from God Hates,
Tiger Lawyer and the lobster thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So I totally awesome. Noticed
I didn't notice
Boy.
That actually until just now you pointed it out, but that's pretty fucking awesome.
I read that and I was like, yay! Because Jonathan Hickman is probably a bigger fan of God Hates Astronauts than Ryan Brown is. Like, did you read that the trade?
I read half of it.
I fucking love that book so much. It's one of my favorite things. It's so funny.
I gotta read it. I didn't find it even remotely amusing.
Oh my god,
funny.
Really?
I gotta read it again. I was
so
reading it.
Much.
I didn't dislike it. I was just like, I like things that are really weird, and this is really weird, but... For whatever reason, when I was reading it, maybe it was the mood I was in, I didn't even find it amusing. But
really weird.
But I don't have anything resembling negative feelings towards it, and I never finished it. So.
I think it might have been because I was on a Wednesday, and you
Wacky
had taken
Wednesday.
A woman outside and crushed her
a
with
woman
an apple.
Crush Wednesday.
The pull quote that's on the front of that trade is Jonathan Hickman saying, I don't want to upsell what Ryan Brown has created here, but I gave God Hates Astronauts to a blind man and he regained his sight.
He regained his sight, yeah. That was like the Laika evolved 4,000 years. Or was it 4 million years?
This book may be one of the best books being published right now. It's just so amazing. And it's so funny and it gets crazier and zanier every issue too. And I love the opportunity that he gave Ryan Brown to just draw insane space monsters and creatures.
Yeah.
And then there's a preview for the God Hates Astronauts ongoing.
I'm just curious why the Tiger Lawyer and the lobster thing made you talk about God Hates Astronauts.
Because they're from God Hates Astronauts.
No, Tiger Lawyer.
That's not Tiger Lawyer.
And the Lobster, I thought.
Yeah, they're both guys in.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Because
oh,
Ryan Ferrier has also written a comic about a lobster and a comic about a tiger. So I just
well, I mean that's
that,
a crab, not a lobster.
Is it?
Yep. I mean, learn your crustacean.
I have a cold. Fuck off. I'm on cold medicine. Okay, cool. That makes more sense now.
Stage school.
Not that it didn't make sense, but now I see what you're excited about. I will read God Hates Astronauts, and I'll probably buy the series because I do that. But really, really good issue.
I wonder if they're going to keep doing more Space Dogs.
I bet you they will. Definitely... Well, it's definitely a cliffhanger at the end, or yeah. At least it's going to continue. I'm sure it will. And then eventually they'll come back to Earth.
Coming back to Earth, girl.
Throwback Thursday.
Come, Throwback Thursday. Remember when Earth was,
I don't know,
pool ball.
Just pool ball.
Pool ball.
And then it blew up into a big
Joey,
blue ball.
Are you telling me you've never played a pool ball?
No, I haven't.
You
it's
ever,
like, is it like Jiggly Ball?
You ever played a pool hall?
Do you remember that episode of Scrubs?
Jiggly Ball, I do remember that.
You know what other show I don't like, guys?
You don't like Scrubs?
To be honest with you, I've watched half of
it. Scrubs is really good until a certain point, then it becomes one of the worst shows I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I think I just don't
like
Zach
Braff. I have never
seen
a show turn around so quickly.
I just don't like Zach Braff.
It's actually, yeah, Admiral Tiger eating a cheeseburger.
Oh, cool.
And Crab Face.
I have to reread that book. Yeah, no, the first 5 seasons of Scrubs are really good. And then starting with season 6, it becomes... like almost immediately not very good, and then from then on it's borderline unwatchable. It's crazy how fast it, because season 5 was its best season. I rewatched it recently, and there's still a bunch of moments in season 5 that made me fucking cry. I was laughing so hard. And then season 6, dumb shit. Yeah, when he jumps off the back of the couch to see if he can double or nothing, like he jump from the back of the couch to the counter. Ready? Eagle! And he jumps and doesn't make it, and his chest hits the fucking counter, and it's the funniest sight gag. Anyway.
I just don't like Zach Braff.
I like Zach Braff.
He says the nicest things about you.
I think it's because
he's
white.
He has nothing but nice things to say about you.
I don't like him because he's white.
Well, I mean, I get that, but...
I have another interesting book I can talk about, unless you want to talk about a book, Ryan.
I was going to talk about this book.
Yeah, it's Ryan's turn, Rob.
Do it. Really quickly. Do it. Because I don't want to spoil it, because somebody might read it in 6 months. Get it?
Who are you talking about?
Thor of God of Thunder.
No, I mean, who's going to read? Never mind.
That was good.
Thank you.
Joey.
Not good enough for Ryan.
Joey
to
God of
all.
Wonder?
He assumed I was talking about Thor.
Did
God
you say
of
Joey God of Wonder? Yep.
I am the God of Wonder. It's true.
You are.
God of Wonder.
Thor God of Thunder, issue 20, Trey. The Last Days of Midgard, part 5 of 5, guys.
Just flipped through this, and you're right. Isad Rebic drawing Galactus, even though it's not like a full page spread or anything that I got to see, it looks pretty sweet.
And not to mention, this is Galactic with his job gone.
Yeah. Galactic! Like that
Galactus.
Band.
Galactus.
I do like Galactic, though. It's a good band.
Yeah, I like that band, too.
This is... Okay, this storyline... This has two storylines going. It has Old King Thor fighting Galactus, and then it has
Old
present
King
Thor
was a merry old boar.
No.
And a merry old boar was he.
No, he was not
a boar. He stubbed his toe when he got really sore.
King Robert
Baratheon...
So he
had to give up all of his horse.
King Robert Baratheon did not die while hunting one of him. Because he died hunting boar.
Have you
Spoilers.
Seen the second...
That's like first season.
Did you see episode 9 of this season of Game of Thrones?
Battle on the Wall.
The
360 shot
Spoilers.
Is the best part of that entire...
Spoilers.
Anyway, well, I'll just...
Have you finished the season?
Spoilers. No.
Oh,
spoilers.
Oh.
Spoilers.
Have you read the book?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
They do things good.
Sweet.
Although, you know what's even better?
Spoilers.
You murdered...
Spoilers.
The fight.
Spoilers.
Oh yeah, you murdered my sister.
Spoilers.
Okay, we're done.
Spoilers.
But when he screamed,
spoilers.
And then.
Spoilers.
Are you just
a
really big fan of like airplanes?
No, airplanes.
Yes.
Do you mean cars that have the things on the back?
Nope.
What spoilers are you talking about on an airplane?
The ones that are like the ones that are on cars.
Don't.
I've never seen an airplane with a spoiler.
Spoilers. Don't look. But this part.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Spoiler. Oh, how about this part?
No. I look.
Did you punch him for me?
Do the Malcolm in the Middle. Anyway.
Oh, that was another show that got bad really fast.
So Thor got a
Wheel of Fortune.
When Pat Sajak said, okay,
never mind. I had to buy a bowel.
His mind is full of
cancer. Started by the body parts on the black market. Yeah. I'd like to buy a bowel, please.
Did you say a bowel?
I just said that. Yeah. That's literally what I said.
I tuned you out.
I said, I'd like to buy a bowel, and then I said, because mine is riddled with cancer. And then Rob's like, I'm sort of buying body parts. I'd like to buy a bowel. And then you laugh. What the fuck?
Because I didn't hear it when you said it.
Oh, okay. Is it because...
Thor got a thunder. So the storyline with old King Thor fighting Galactus, impeccable. Impeccable, guys.
You can't peck it.
A woody woodpecker could not peck it if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Which they can.
Yep.
You can't peck it.
Anyways.
You can't drive it.
The story with present-day Thor, not as great, although the chemistry he has with the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent is really good, although it's really not played out much in this, but... It comes to a weirdly abrupt end on that front, whereas the old King Thor storyline comes to like a fantastic close. Next issue, the final fate of Broxen. So I'm assuming next issue will basically be part six of this storyline. But
oh shit,
it was cool.
Who wants to go buy me the new Robert Galbraith novel?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah, is what it's called. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I was going to read that. I haven't read The Cuckoo's Nest.
It's really good.
Guys, I bought a book that doesn't have pictures.
Oh, no way.
What book? Jay Onright's biography. He's like the host of SportsCenter, the former host of SportsCenter. Oh, it's okay.
Does it have that section in the center that's all like pictures of him?
No, it actually doesn't. But it does have like the funniest blurbs on the back from like Peter Mansbridge.
Weird.
And it's like who, and Regis Philbin, and then it's just like, who the fuck is Jay Onright? Which is kind of funny. I don't know if they're made up or not. I can't tell. Maybe the Regis one.
But yeah,
but it's Peter Mansbridge's quote.
Peter Mansbridge's is something.
I once drowned a hooker.
I can't remember. I'll have to like take a picture of it
just to sign it.
Dave Hodge has a funny one though.
Issue 25 of Thor: God of Thunder. I'm pretty sure it's issue. It has to be issue 25. Because you said 24 is the last days of Midgard?
Yeah, it's kind of the, like... Yeah.
25 has, I'm pretty sure, Isad the Ribic. It's like three stories. I think it's old, like old man, past and present. Mm. Simon fucking Bisley is drawing, I think, old man Thor.
Well, I mean, what has he ever done that's good?
Everything that he's ever done. And then there was another artist doing the... I forget, but it was also an artist that made me... That was equally... Not equally exciting for me, because I love Simon Bisley, but, like, I'm going to buy that issue just for Simon Bisley.
Is it Mike Allred?
He is so cool.
Why can't we have Mike Allred draw everything?
Because he's busy.
So?
Okay, good point.
Fucking whip him harder.
Whip him harder!
Make the monkey draw.
Okay, I read a comic book, The Return of Drumheller, from Riley Rossmo and Alex Link.
I've been there.
With a quite a pretty cover. Pretty cover.
Museum.
And pretty bird. Pretty bird.
It was a cool little standalone issue that's bridging the gap between the first arc to the second arc. The second arc is going to have to do with parent murder. And this poor little kid being haunted by these creepy ghosts.
What kind of useless bridge stands alone?
A hoodoo.
Standalone!
Well, hoodoo isn't a bridge, it's a hoodoo.
Hoodoo.
We do.
Drumheller has hoodoos. They do.
Oh, I know.
The bridge from one island to another island.
But then it's not standing alone, because it's connected to the two islands.
It's not connected, that's the thing.
No.
Then it's not a bridge.
Guys.
What is it then?
Guys,
it's a hovering thing.
It's connected to the knee bone. And the knee bone is connected to the... Thigh bone's connected to my elbow for some reason.
My fist bone's connected to your jawbone, and wham, your air bone.
If you've got a bridge that's bridging the gap between two things, and one half of it is crumbled so that it's non-functional, is it still a bridge just because it's not functioning? What would you call it then? It's a genuine question, but anyway, I'm talking about
the tree. If a tree falls in the woods,
fuck it.
It did.
If a tree falls in the woods, fuck it.
So this issue of Drumheller is a sexy... It's a sexy issue, yes. Be a werewolf threesome.
Playing with my nipple.
And a ghost cat fucking a toy. It has all of those things. It's pretty...
Is a ghost cat fucking a toy?
Fucked up, yep.
Oh, I thought you were just saying words.
Nope. A ghost cat takes possession of a tiny little dog that then humps a stuffed animal till it comes!
Ew.
Yeah,
the stuffed animal comes?
Yeah, which is bizarre.
Why did I stop buying this?
And also it's got Drumheller having a threesome. So Bill Murray has a threesome with a werewolf and Lupe? No, Lupe. I forget their names.
Probably Lupe.
They do it to have to try and elicit visions from Drumheller so he knows what his next thing to do is. Or whether that's intentional or not, that's the thing that basically carries him to his next adventure, to his next mystery. It was almost my favorite simply because of how beautiful the Riley pages are. These are some of the best Riley pages I've ever seen. A lot of full page stuff, a lot of like really weird Lynchian sort of, metatextual poetry. And crazy monsters happening.
I like monsters.
Some really beautiful Riley stuff that I was thrilled about. So, also spectacular color works, and it's him that does color, right? Yeah, that's totally Riley. It's fucking awesome. It's the best looking issue of Drumheller by far.
His name is so close to being awesome.
By fart.
By Menon.
No, by Riley.
By Menon.
Oh, but my
Ryan Rossmo.
But my Benon.
By Mike Bent, Mike Fenton.
Who's Mike Fenton?
You just make him up? I think I might just made him up. I'm done talking about that comic book. Did you want to talk about a comic book, Joey? Or are you looking at pictures of the royal family?
It was a funny internet meme.
Okay.
But
yeah, I'll talk about a comic, Smart Alec.
Hello, my name is Alec. Trebek.
His name is Alex Trebek.
Alec Trebek.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, remember last time how funny the O'Toole number 3 was?
Yes.
Well, the O'Toole number 4 funnier. Is also... Well, no, but it's also funny.
Oh, is this that really weird...
Yeah. So in this issue now, our hero has decided he's going to try and make the world a better place. He can make it right. He can make... Because, like, the dailies for his movie, the studio executive loves it because it's really gory and it's so... He says, we can pretend it's a snuff film. We'll even leak that rumor. It actually is, because the actress was murdered, if you'll recall. So now he's decided that he's going to... it's wrong. He needs to retool. He needs to imagine. The best part, though, is when he grabs the film from the executive and yells, no, get behind me, Satan! It's pretty great.
That's a good record.
And then also the great line, I'll make President's Day a film about peace and love. Nothing can stop me but my own fear of being better. Basically, the dialogue in this book is like the greatest thing in the world. Also, there's this great sequence where he has to try and get the actress to... basically, her whole job is to just walk through the scene and have her butt look good because they're turning it into a romance. And the character says, oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. Did my heart love till now? Forswear it, sight. For ne'er I saw true booty till this night. No, cut! There needs to be more emotion in the motion. I want a heart-hurting jiggle. I want to fall in love! As he's yelling at this woman's butt.
What's on her butt?
Jeans.
But they're
like, and also they're in front of a green screen. The guy's like, so what am I looking at now? It'll be huge! A Zeppelin parade! Like balloon thing!
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, this is the most like insane comic, but I fucking love it. It's sweaty so
butt.
Funny.
Sweaty butt.
Sweaty balls.
It's just the most insane comic. Oh, and at the end of the issue, they blow up almost all of Los Angeles. Spoilers, sorry. I hope not. I know that there's at least 5 issues in this storyline, but I hope this book runs on forever.
I would like to actually read this book.
It is the funniest comic. Ugh.
I thought this was a Dark Horse.
Oh, I should say who it is. Sorry, it's Rick Spears and James Callahan.
Callahan!
Rick Spears, who also wrote Black Metal, which is another pretty good comic book.
Black Metal?
Funny, yeah.
It's got a Downset Fight ad in the back. That's a great book. Did you guys read all of Downset Fight?
No, not yet.
Never.
You'd love Downset Fight. It's awesome, actually.
I really like the beginning of it, but I haven't finished it yet.
I really liked it.
Am I crazy for thinking it was somebody local did that?
No, you're not. It was Scott Coulter.
There we go.
And I downloaded the Chris Sims and Chad Bowers Monkey Brain comics that they put out because I like Downset Fight. I don't remember what it's called. Shit, that was the whole point of me bringing it up. Sorry, I don't remember.
The Monkey Brain comic?
Chris Sims and the guys who wrote Downset Fight have a comic at Monkey Brain. Something Party Girls.
I have everything.
Super Bomb Fast.
I bought everything Monkey Brain's put out, but I haven't read it all. Chad Bowers?
Chad Bowers and Chris Sims, yeah. They wrote a book for Monkey Brain. I bought all the issues from Monkey Brain, and I haven't read them yet. But their writing in Downset Fight was spectacular. It was really solid. It was really unique. I've never read another book like that book. Like, it's about this...
Subatomic Party Girls.
There you go. I knew it was Party Girls, something, but...
already, yeah.
Sounds familiar.
But it's like this guy who becomes... This football player who's at his prime and becomes famous for beating up a mascot, and then this thing called Fairlaning becomes really prevalent, and it's like a YouTube sensation where mascots... Or people film themselves beating up mascots, and the mascots start this war against Chuck Fairlane, and it's very zany, very bizarre, very weird and unique. It's great. It is awesome, and it's beautiful. Really, I loved that book, actually. Anyway,
I'd give it a stamp of approval.
Just don't stamp it. Don't wreck it.
Stamp that shit. Oh, stamp that shit.
I love the song.
I was kind of trying to get Joey to do a seal of approval joke, but...
Oh, but I haven't read it, so I can't give it my Joey Grzecki seal of approval. But don't you worry. The time will come where something will get that.
Tim will come.
Probably not this week now because...
My watch is jizzing.
I just did the bit. Your watch is what?
Jizzing. Because the time has come.
Your watch...
The J is silent.
Wait, your watch is a member of the Wu-Tang Clan? I don't... Yeah. The jizza. Guys, I have a cold. Did I take pills? Did you see me take pills when we started this? I think I took a cold. Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Oh, good idea.
Well, I'm just trying to be helpful. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Wait, you
Jesus.
What do you take for a cold?
I have some sinus pills.
Oh. I've like, honestly.
You know, I found the cure for the common cold.
No, I can't remember the last time I... Okay.
I always take cold medicine because it clears my head up enough that I can think.
Like the only cold medicine I will take is if it's like a really bad cold and I can't sleep. A
dick in the mouth.
I'll take one Tylenol cold nighttime and a dick in the butt.
I just got Tylenol cold sinus. Although you know what I usually get is Co-op cold medicine because it's unbelievable. But
really?
I bought Tylenol sinus stuff because it was on sale.
See, if I take one Tylenol extra strength, I shouldn't drive for like 2 hours.
Really?
I can't do Tylenol.
That's weird.
That's why when I take a Tylenol cold nighttime, if I'm like really sick, I won't do it if I'm not that sick. But if I'm really sick and can't sleep, I'll take one, and I'll be out for 10 hours.
It's all right,
nonstop,
dude.
And I feel so weird when I
wake
up. Do you
want to come over tonight and have some Tylenol?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather at this point in my life, I'd probably rather do acid because it's safer for me.
Wow,
you fall asleep for 10 hours. That doesn't mean it's not safe.
Well, if it's Tylenol cold nighttime, I'll fall asleep. If it's the daytime, like, whoa, watch
then I'll
out.
Be awake.
It will be the opposite.
I'll be awake and I won't be stuffed up.
I get this weird feeling that I'm like 12 feet tall. I can't even describe it. I get so fucked up, guys, from just one Tylenol.
Did you say you get fucked up enough to touch your dick to another man's dick?
I do that when I'm drunk. So. Well, I did that when I
was... Ryan, I was wondering if you wanted to come over and go drinking with me.
Yes.
Take some Tylenol and touch dicks.
Do you remember my... insane piece of knowledge that I talked about yesterday about adulthood?
What?
No.
Adulthood is driving a car through a puddle instead of just jumping into it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you remember yesterday when I told you a piece of sports trivia that you didn't know?
Yep.
I want to just point out, when I said this, both Ryan and Chris were floored that I knew this. They're like, they were just like speechless, because I guess the idea of me knowing a piece of obscure sports trivia is so unlikely. But yeah, I told them about the origin of the Brooklyn Dodgers name. Mm-hmm. The Trolley Dodgers. And then they moved to L.A. where there are no trolleys.
Do you know who their owner is? Principal owner. Magic Johnson.
Is that right?
Irvin.
Didn't they move back to
Irvin
Brooklyn?
Magic Johnson. No, they're in
they're
LA.
They're still in L.A.? Does Brooklyn have a team now?
You know why they call him Magic
Johnson?
Well,
but they have,
I mean,
like,
they have
like
two
like
teams.
New York
has
Yankees and Mets.
Yeah,
so.
He's got a Magic Johnson.
That means LA has two teams as well. The Dodgers and the Angels.
Yeah,
they?
The Angels.
Oh, the Angels are in Anaheim, though, aren't
they? And then there's the San Francisco Giant, which used to be the New York Giants.
The Angels are in Anaheim.
I thought the San...
That's
oh,
why,
right,
that's
right.
Why
the New York Giants is a football team as well.
Well, that's why they call them the New York Football Giants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the San Francisco Giants used to be in New York as well.
Is that right?
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, every
so
baseball
New York,
team used to
at
be
at one
New
point
York.
Had four baseball teams?
They didn't have the Mets.
Well, when did the Mets... Because the Dodgers
Mets
left
in
what,
like
55 to go to L.A.?
Yeah. And the Mets were like 60s, I think, was when they came around, 63.
Did they come from elsewhere, or were they just a different team?
I think
they were
just expansion. Expansion era.
Kind of like playing StarCraft Brood War. Expansion.
I was playing StarCraft just yesterday.
StarCraft 2 or StarCraft Brood War?
StarCraft 2!
Never played it.
Have you played Diablo 3?
Nope.
It's fun.
I never played Diablo 2.
StarCraft
2
is
amazing.
Is the best game ever.
I think we had it. I don't think I ever played it.
Oh,
I played
Diablo
2.
I played Diablo 1 a lot.
My favorite of all the Blizzard stuff is StarCraft.
I like I'm a Warcraft kid, yeah.
World of Warcraft.
But space and aliens
you play
and Protoss.
You haven't played WoW for a while,
have
you?
I occasionally go on and I'll like dick around. It's kind of in that shitty transition period that Blizzard likes to do.
Expansion?
Yeah, they release the final patch and then they still haven't announced a new expansion. So you're like, well, what the fuck? And now I think it's been on like the last patch was, I want to say, 10 months ago.
Well, so
and the new
expansion
is just
or?
In alpha. So,
well, what's the new expansion?
It's called Warlords of Draenor.
So you get dragons?
Well, yeah, you kind of, you can have dragons all the time.
Do you have a panda character?
I do, but...
When did they bring flying mounts to the regular...
That was Burning Rocket? Crusade.
Well, because I remember there was flying mounts in Winterfell.
One. Winterfell is
or
Game
were
of
they,
Thrones.
Or was there... What's the winter place called?
Northrend.
Northrend, right.
That was Wrath of the Lich King.
Right.
Which was the third expansion.
And was that, or was Burning Crusade when they first introduced... Oh, yeah, because in the Burning Lands, whatever they were called, you could have flying mount, right? But it wasn't until Cataclysm that you could bring a flying mount back to Azeroth, right?
Outlands,
right.
And actually, the new expansion, Warlords of Draenor, is basically Outlands before it was Outlands.
Warlords
of
Draenor.
Which is where the orcs' homeland.
Right. Yeah, I remember that now. Cool. How are they going to do... It's like time travel kind of a situation.
Yeah. They're
isn't there like Caverns of Time instance as well in the game?
Yeah, and apparently...
Which I've heard is like the coolest instance because you can just see clips from all the old games as you're playing.
Yeah, you do
instance.
Like... You do... like, remember in Warcraft 3, like the Frozen Throne?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's even
game.
Just in Warcraft 3
God,
where you do
game.
The Calling of Strathom
so
with Prince Arthas.
Yeah.
You do that... You can do that instance.
Really?
And it's really fun.
That's cool. That's the thing. I love World of Warcraft.
So
I just don't want to play a game every day.
Yeah. The lore of Warcraft is actually like
so cool.
Fucking so in-depth and fascinating. Although they
watching people play WoW is really fun.
They have a really bad habit of... like, in the novels, they have a really bad habit of having a lot of Mary Sue characters.
Really?
And
I read a novel once. I wrote Rise of the Horde.
That was a good one.
What does that mean?
Mary Sue, they basically create like a perfect character.
Yeah, it's guys writing their dream girlfriend as a character. It's really lame. It's just like a really lazy writing trope that's kind of insulting.
Although Thrall kind of is that in general. Thrall
that's
is
true.
Kind of, like, what can Thrall do? Pretty much everything.
Yeah, Thrall does what Thrall wants. Yeah. But yeah, only one I ever read was Rise of the Horde.
Yeah, that one was good. I have a bunch
of
them. But
how many level 90 characters do you have?
I only have one. And it's my priest. But I have like 485s. So
485. Do you have a goblin character?
Yeah, but it's like level 40. I have a lot of
that's
like
bizarre to me because I remember putting in so many hours and I only ever had like a level 50 priest, undead priest, and that was as far as I got in the entire game, and I just could never get higher than that. It took so fucking long.
Can you take me higher? The third expansion, which was Cataclysm, where they like basically redid the entire vanilla world, like the Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor, they like really, really nerfed experience. So it like you can get to level, I want to say 60, fucking in the time you can do 60 to 65. Like, it's so fast a level.
They changed it? Oh, okay.
I mean, they had to, because there's 90 levels now.
Yeah.
And now, like, they've even put, like, easy 90 in where you pay, it's, like, $60 and you get a level 90 character.
Oh, have you done that?
No, fuck no. Because I've done everything so many times, I could probably get, if I just played, I could probably get a character to level 90 in, I don't know, I want to say about a day's worth of gameplay.
Jesus Christ.
If I just sat there. My problem is that I can't concentrate that long on that fucking game anymore, but about 25 hours.
Crazy.
I could probably do it.
See,
I don't want to.
That's why I love StarCraft. First of all, I love all the story and the setting in StarCraft, and I love the characters. I think it's awesome. But also, when I want to play StarCraft, I mean, I can play a game online, like get through an entire game in an hour.
Yeah.
If I'm playing a real person, it'll be like an hour. If I'm playing an AI, I can just set up an easy game and get to the end in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I love that it's a board game. I think that's why I love it.
Like a strategy RTS game.
Oh, it's fucking so much fun.
See, I've never played StarCraft.
It's so hard.
Well, see, I've played like... The original like three Warcrafts, which are kind of the same idea anyways.
Yeah, almost identical.
Not as competitive, especially with online play. Yeah. But, you know, I I just never really cared for that style of game.
I love it. Like so an RTS. Much. Yeah, that's fair. I like the best part about the online thing of it in StarCraft 2, because in StarCraft 1 you can't play it online because I'm not very good at StarCraft.
And people,
but like, and people are so fucking good at that game, and it's impossible, and you just die within 5 minutes. Like you have 3 drones, and then all of a sudden it's how did I even die? How did I die? I have no idea. They just rush you. They're so good at it. But like StarCraft 2 online, when you play like 10 placement games, and it puts you in a league, and then it judges like your average, like, and it'll, like, your actions per minute. Like the amount of stats that they go into is almost the amount of, like, the amount of stats that they put into actual sports stars. It's like, how many times did you left click when you farted at the same time? It's like, you know,
a lot.
How long you farted a C, a perfect C, while you were building a Nexus?
The brown note.
Yeah, you got the brown note. You happened to burp. Why are all my jokes burping or farting? Anyway.
Because that's really what else is there to joke about.
Yeah, good point. But, so the placement method that that game has is actually so in-depth and precise that, like, the people that I get to play against, it's actually, like, a challenge, and it's really fun, and it's not frustrating and boring, and, like, well, I'm just going to lose in 20 seconds, so.
See, that was my problem with Call of Duty, was that, like, because I was an okay Call of Duty player when
fucking
I used to play.
Sucked at Call of Duty.
I was okay, so like, bad. It's kind of a shitty way to look at it, but my kill to death ratio, like, I'd hover around 1, sometimes up, sometimes down, so I was basically a kill per death every match, and my win percentage was like a 0.9, which is pretty good. But the problem with Call of Duty is they put so little thought into matchmaking. It's basically, let's get 12 people and then put them in a game. Unfortunately, then you'll get 6 people who are all playing in the same party, and then it's 6 it's random impossible. People who are not talking against 6 people who are so fucking serious about that game.
I know, it's scary. Nonstop. It's like playing paintball with real people. Yeah.
And it's like, you play Domination, which is where you have to hold 3 points, and you will, and it's, and for however long you hold those 3 points, you get points.
Yeah.
And it's first 200 wins. And I have lost a game 200-2.
Jesus.
Like,
I guess the problem is you suck.
True.
I tried to play online Call of Duty once, and then I sold it the next day because I played. I had Modern Warfare 2, and
which
I
was
beat
like
through the campaign, and I was like, yay, that's fun. And then one of my students was like, you just played the campaign? I was like, yeah, isn't that the whole point of the game? They're like, no, they don't make games like that for the single player. The whole point is you go online and you play with people. So I went, okay. So I played a couple games online, and I got called a faggot, like an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
I got called the worst shit because I wasn't good at this game, and I could tell that the people yelling at me were like 13 little dickheads. And I was like, oh, man. Well, this is like homophobic and shitty. And
well, why didn't you L2P, noob?
I don't know what that means.
Learn to play.
Noob.
I was trying.
Noob.
That's what I thought I was doing.
No.
See,
Rob, what
I
part
doing.
Of L2P is confusing you?
See, that's why whenever I played Call of Duty, my first thing I did whenever I got into a group was mute everybody.
Yeah, I should have figured out.
I never played those games because I suck. I just remember playing Counter-Strike in high school before they could even talk to you, and I was like, I don't need to be a part of this.
See, I might play the next Call of Duty game. And actually play the campaign for the first time ever in a Call of Duty game solely because Kevin Spacey is the villain. And like, it's
it looks so much
like him. It looks so good.
You should just
like
get
Kevin
StarCraft
Spacey.
And play it with me.
Kevin.
You have like
Skyrim
to play
again.
StarCraft, and it's easy.
I'm not going to.
Games are okay.
Thank you for
trying Skyrim on PC.
To include me, but I'm never going to.
And I have like Civ 4. I got a bunch of free games on Steam. Steam Summer Sale started today.
I know. I've long since learned not to look at those, or not to, because I probably have 200 games in my Steam library from different sales over the years. I don't play video games ever.
I'm looking at it now.
Oh, Don't Starve? I want to get Don't Starve.
Is that one game that you were talking about a long time ago, The Forest?
Yeah. Is it out yet?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Yeah, one of my students has it, and he was telling me to get
it.
And there's like cannibals and stuff.
Yeah, it actually looks like
scary.
The coolest fucking game ever.
Yeah.
Can we talk about something kind of serious today?
No.
Okay.
Fine.
Yes.
It's going to suck, but go ahead. What?
No, I was just going to talk about how much I love Pokemon and how I'm going to become friends with one of my students on Pokemon.
I already read about this in Telegram.
Okay.
But that's nice.
Telegram?
That's not serious. That's just depressing.
It's not depressing. It was. I've been teaching
him
since
he was 5.
A little
boy cried, Rob.
I was teaching him since he was 5, and now it's been 3 years, and he was like,
and he's grown
and he
a
was
beard.
Like putting his guitar away, and him and I always had the best time. We just hang out and play like the Pokemon theme, and like and he actually does so well out of his book, and he knows his theory stuff. For like a fucking 8-year old, he's pretty good. And just like the happiest kid ever. I think I put a picture of him on Instagram one time dressed as Luke Skywalker using his guitar as a lightsaber.
I think I remember that.
But he was like the funniest kid, and he as he was leaving, he was just like, "So this is our last," and I was like, "Yeah, sorry man, this is our last lesson. I'm not going to be teaching full time next year, so we can't have lessons anymore." And his eyes welled up with tears. Aww. He was like, "Can you friend me on Pokemon?" I was like, of course, we'll be buds on Pokemon. Okay, thanks, man. And he high-fived me, and I was like, have the best summer, Matthew. And he was just like, you too. And he walked out, and he was just like bawling. Aww. And my next student just like walked past him, and I was like, yeah, go up, set up your stuff. And I was like, oh, God! Oh, this is the hardest thing! Goodbye, Matthew! It was so sad.
And then he like went home.
My heart
and his
broke.
Like, dad just... Never mind.
Beat the shit out of me. Yeah.
I was gonna make that joke, and then I was like, got to the punchline, and was like, no, bad. And then you guys just went for it.
The point
good
is,
job.
Pokemon is amazing.
Pokemon okay. builds bridges. Stand alone.
Why didn't I get that cover? That cover.
I don't know why no
so
one but me
better.
Is getting the.
I like these
covers. They are considerably better. They connect to form a big picture.
I like the theme in the main series covers.
Art
I like
Adams.
The Art Adams ones as well. But I like these ones better.
Art. Anyway, we're talking about
his
Original
name
Sin,
is Art.
Number 4, which I read this month, not 6 months from now.
I'm so happy with this.
Remember
crossover.
Last month when we talked about this? Or 2 weeks ago when I was just like, it was an LMD? It was an LMD.
He said,
spoiler.
What is LMD?
I won't be reading
for?
This for
Life
6 months.
Decoy.
Right. Yeah.
That's exactly what I said. And by the way, that's not me being really clever. It's always an LMD.
Yeah.
It's Nick Fury.
Nick Fury, yeah.
It's always an LMD. And I, you know what? I like that it was, too. I just liked the twist they added. And that like they put that cliffhanger in. It was the perfect cliffhanger because you're like, what? That can't be. And okay, no, it wasn't. That's good. But it was awesome. This is a really fun series. I haven't enjoyed an event book this much in quite a while.
Me neither.
It's just like a really fun murder mystery with like layers and layers of mystery.
Yeah, and a great cliffhanger at the end, once again.
With some of the best Diodato pages, too.
He really is great. My favorite panel, probably of the week, was Punisher and Rocket Raccoon.
Yep.
That was pretty great.
Yeah, that was very funny. Also, the team-up panel of Punisher and Doc Strange.
The one panel where they're showing all these different teammate members fighting, and then Ant-Man and Doctor Strange, when Ant-Man's like, does this mean we're supposed to? And Doctor Strange's like, I'd really rather not. And then Ant-Man's saying, all space ants stand down.
Yeah. I like the idea of there being space ants.
Me too. I
almost as much as I like the idea of there being space aunts.
I have a few.
They
Did
sent
your aunt Roberta Bogart?
They sent Aunt Jemima to space.
No, Rob.
Yep.
No.
Why'd they split
her
up with Uncle Ben?
Grave.
She's not
She's
dead.
Dead.
Why'd they split her up with Uncle
She's
Ben?
Ben
on my breakfast food.
Murdered her.
Uncle Ben was her lover.
Why? Because they're both black? We've done this joke.
No,
because
they're both food.
They're both. They both advertise for food.
No, they both are food.
Oh.
Do you guys want to see a picture of Jeff Jarrett and Iggy Azalea wearing the same outfit?
The internet's a great place.
So who
there
is
it is.
That girl? For the
She's a pop star.
Oh.
She's the one who keeps getting fingered when she crowd surfs.
Jesus Christ.
You hear about that? Like how
no.
she's like, she can't crowd surf at her concerts anymore because like her fans keep assaulting her.
People are the worst people in the
world.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
See, I didn't know who she was, so I figured she wasn't that good of a pop star.
Yeah, then you remembered that you're a fucking man in your 20s.
And one of your favorite bands is Down to
Nothing. Finger is so far from the pulse of modern pop music.
I still love Miley, guys.
Right,
and
Miley
I will
hasn't
defend
been popular
her.
For 3 months.
I watched E.T.R.K.? One of those fucking shows.
Then
the
you should know who Iggy
Ben Mulroney.
The only thing I know about Iggy Azalea is that apparently Weird Al approached her to do one of her songs, but I don't know.
For Mandatory Fun?
Yeah.
Did you see
and
the ad
I did,
for
yeah.
Mandatory Fun?
And frankly, if I hadn't read the story about her getting fingered, I wouldn't know who she was either. Because
That's
I...
That's upsetting.
I don't know. No. I know it's fucking horrible, right? Isn't that terrible? Terrible?
Yeah.
Terrible?
That's terrifying and terrible together.
That's terrifiable.
I can talk about two books really, really quickly if you'd like.
Okay, talk about them, but I'm doing it quickly, but make sure the words are normal. Don't talk the words fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, spend a long time on them, but don't speak quickly.
Is this something that I do often?
No, I'm trying to do a bit. Never mind. It's okay. All right. It wasn't a great bit. It was sort of a pulled York sandwich.
Hey, you want to hear my bit?
A pulled York sandwich.
What?
So,
guys, I'm so fucking, I took a Tylenol.
The last arc of Fables is starting, and I'm very sad. Happily Ever After. And it's got a backup feature, which is the last story of Flycatcher, which is only one page in this issue, but maybe one or two pages in, I don't know, in later issues. But it's got an absolutely beautiful cover, and it's setting up. I'm not even going to talk about what it's setting up, because I guess you haven't read. Did you read Snow White?
Nope.
I haven't read anything since the Dark Ages.
That sounds
literally.
Like a saying.
Yeah,
I'm rereading and I'm on the Dark Ages. Yeah.
Well, I won't spoil the plot. I'm blown away by Mark Buckingham's first few pages in this book. Some of his best stuff I've ever seen. Not just in Fables or Hellblazer or any of the myriad things that he's drawn over the years. Some of my favorite. Oh, just it's just so beautiful. First couple pages are insanely good. I'll be really sad to see this book go. But
me too, except for the fact that Bill Willingham's new book sounds amazing.
It does. It'll be just as good, I'm sure, with Barry Kitson too.
The one that's it's just Fables.
Rejuvenation.
Yeah.
The other book I'm going to talk about is number 6 of The Unwritten Apocalypse by Mike Carey and Peter Gross.
Wrote an X-Men.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've been meaning to read it.
It's called No More Humans.
Salvador LaRocca.
With Salvador LaRocca. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Mike Carey is amazing. I was making a list of, like, today, because I'm a loser, of, like, my top 10 favorite series. I was wondering if I could only reread, like, the same 10 comic series. And, like, it has to be the same title, so I... anyway.
Grifter. Like, New
52. Yeah, New 52, Grifter, and Fury of Firestorm, and Voodoo. All 8 issues of Voodoo. But Unwritten is definitely in the top of it. It's astoundingly deep and so layered. The graphic novel tie-in, the OGN of the ship, Tommy Taylor and the Ship That Sank Twice, I finally read it last week. I've had it since it came out, and I finally got around to reading it, and it's fantastic. Apocalypse has one of my favorite pages, which I can't show to Joey because it'll be a huge spoiler, but I can show you, that involves a gigantic dick.
Oh my god, I never noticed
that. Yeah, it's really funny.
Weird.
It's cool. Also really dark when you hear what the character says about his giant dick.
Does he say he's gonna, like, fuck the world?
Pretty much.
Rad.
But
the world's a pussy.
But I'm really excited for Joey specifically to catch up to this series, because I know he'll love it, and I know you love The Unwritten.
You're excited for Joey, and that's really great.
You like this series.
You think you'll read it in 6 months?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Fucking rights.
Fucking rights, boys.
But I'll also be really sad to see this book go. This book is more of like a... what do you guys
know? Mexico's World Cup manager going full Super Saiyan.
Was he really mad or something, or was he really happy?
He's powering up to fight Frieza.
No, but I mean in the actual
competition. Unfortunately, this isn't actually in the World Cup by the looks of it.
Okay. That's really well done.
But isn't that awesome? Yeah. Like,
can you put that on the thing, so on the actual Geek Stampede thing, so people know what we're talking about?
Yeah, sure.
I heard Grease's manager had a pop collar in it. Like,
I heard that Grease Lightning is going to be a real pussy wagon.
Did you get pussy magnet?
The chicks will
cream. No, it's wagon. That's stupid.
Pussy wagon.
That's so stupid.
I wonder if that giant dick's gonna fuck Grease Lightning.
It's Grease Lightning!
I only have one other book to even mention.
Keep talking
about my car.
I like Kanicki's voice.
Wiki from Kanicki's.
He's dead!
Like, he is super dead because he super loved drugs.
Okay, so...
super loved drugs.
I'm not even gonna mention this. Other than to say it's really good. Alex plus 8 at number 7, Jonathan Luna and Sarah Vaughn.
It's really not good. Even math.
It's really good. You should read it.
I read this with you.
I must get
well, not with you.
Wonder Woman 32 continues the trend of Wonder Woman being fine, that I'm just biding my time for it to end, but it's good. Why did I even bring it up? Okay, this one was great though. Turtles in Time number 1. By Paul Allor and Ross Campbell, who I wish would draw all of the Turtles books forever. It's the Ninja Turtles fighting dinosaurs. And it's awesome, and it's funny, and it's adorable, and it's just fucking kick-ass. And Michelangelo throws an apple at a dinosaur, and it's really funny.
Did you say this is a five-parter?
I don't know. I didn't say anything.
I thought you said that.
I know the next issue they're in feudal Japan, but... Oh, it was so great. I fucking love this book. It's so fun.
I just like Pepperoni.
Yeah, Pepperoni,
Pepperoni was fucking adorable.
Look at this book was because so I know you really well, Ryan, when you said, I just love Pepperoni, I honestly thought it was just a non sequitur. I just love Pepperoni. Yeah, it just sounds like something that you would just say.
It's a dirty non sequitur because I'm really talking about, like, fucking dick.
I just love the running gag of having a character saying, it's all right, guys, I got this. And then just, like, throwing an apple at someone and having it bounce off their snout. And then, oh, it was so great.
Little Pepperoni.
Yeah, when Raphael makes friends with the dinosaur and gives him his own bandana.
Here's what I'll say about this book. I don't care about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at all. I did not grow up really being... I dressed up as one as...
sounds like you like them.
But at the same time, I really didn't care, and I don't care at this point in my life. However, this book was so fucking cute. And I'm probably going to get the next issue just because it was adorable. And Pepperoni. And it was a little intriguing story-wise. Like, why are they in time? I don't know.
Well, we're all in time, right?
Because then there's this girl who I think her name is Renee, but it's spelled R-E-N-E-T, which just fucking angers me, so.
Renet.
Like, just spell your name like a normal person. You know? I get really mad on Tinder. Because when
what an awesome sentence that is.
When girls,
were you just talking about how you're an adult?
Yeah, they drive through puddles.
Okay,
isn't there a gay version of Tinder? Isn't it called Grindr?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I know you can like search for
the gay
only
version
guys.
Of Tinder is just Tinder.
No, I'm pretty sure there's a thing called Grindr.
You can like look for gay dudes. I think
Grindr.
But
let's just see what Grindr is.
I've heard that in like a stand-up thing before. I think.
Grindr, find gay bi curious guys for free near you with Grindr. Yeah, I knew it.
How come?
And what's Tinder?
Tinder is the app where you just like swipe left or right, left if you don't.
It's like real life but better, according to their website.
Oh no, Tinder is like the fucking.
So wait, so you swipe right because this person's hot, and you swipe left because this person isn't.
Pretty fucking hateful and shitty.
Oh, it's definitely like not a good thing.
It's like hot or not,
pretty much.
Hotter otter, like a which otter is
like
hotter?
Sexy otter.
We should do a Tinder app for otters.
Yeah, because that's what the world's missing right now.
Totter.
Shut up, Rob.
So I get really mad on Tinder though. Like every once in a while, I'll go on.
Yeah, there was a story about this, wasn't there?
Yeah. I swipe left. I would say 99% of the time. I very rarely swipe right on a girl.
Swipe left as you don't like.
Yeah.
You're really picky. Apparently, beggars can be choosers.
I'm very picky, and it's because of like these stupid things I have. Like, if a girl spells her name stupidly, I hold that against her and not her parents.
Ryan, there's a problem here, and the problem is
there's so you. Many fucking problems here with me. If a girl says she enjoys exercise,
Ryan,
left.
Ryan,
there's
me,
a picture of her
yourself.
With a horse, left.
Do me yourself.
I fucking hate horses.
I don't like horses either. But give me your phone so I can uninstall this app.
I
you're better
honestly,
than this.
I go on it.
Then delete
once
it right now.
Week.
Uninstall
once
it off
once
your phone
once
right
a day.
Now.
Once a week.
Show
once
us how
day.
Little you
once
care about it. Remove it from your phone right now. Because, just exactly, yeah. Go ahead, do it.
Right.
Let's see him. Let's see you do it. I'll tell everyone if he does it. Well, he's turning on the phone. Okay.
Tinder?
The problem is, I don't know if he's gonna if this is actually uninstalling it because I don't have an
delete
iPhone.
Tinder. We'll also delete
is
all
that deleted
data.
From the group
yes.
or just from the phone?
Delete from the phone. Delete.
But you still have your account that you can access online.
I guess.
Is that right? Okay. Go to the website.
I don't know how to. You can't do that. Because I still have like games
on there
that
for
I
life.
Have on my first iPhone still, that I could that still.
No, but
like
your
there.
Account with the service you should be able to suspend.
It
so,
just goes,
but,
through,
right,
it just goes through your Facebook account.
Next week we will find out if Ryan kept his word that he hasn't actually given, and I just browbeated him into doing something. If he has kept Tinder off his phone and is beginning a new life as a good person.
But on your description on your like character, do you get even a blur
character?
to describe
yeah.
who you are
yeah.
as a person?
You
don't
see
you,
really.
You know what
do you say? Does it say no horse chicks?
It should. But what it actually said is because my picture was like my
a horse.
It was like
horse.
My passport picture because it kind of looked like a mugshot, so I thought it was funny. And then my
description... Now you're sounding more and more like a catch all the time, bud.
Well, girls do this where it's like, it says their age is like 22 or whatever, but then you look and it's... And then
they're really,
like,
they're a horse.
No, their profile is like not actually 22 and it's like actually 16 or whatever. So my my profile just said, I'm actually 12. It used to say it's definitely a mugshot.
You're a better person than this.
Oh, I know.
I feel like... I love the complaint that you refuse to give the time of day to a girl with a horse.
Yeah. I mean, don't give it. My wife has a horse, and I wish I'd had that rule. Because
sorry.
My horse.
It's because the only thing, like...
That's just so funny to me.
If we're going to give out death penalties here, first things first, people who don't signal while turning lanes, because that's number one.
Right,
number
that's
two,
bullshit.
Horses, death penalty.
I think horses are cool.
I fucking hate horses.
But I don't
horses.
Like them.
I hate horses.
I'm going to get Ryan a t-shirt that says no horse chicks.
Oh, seriously, do it. Because fucking
and then one
I
girl will
horses.
Be like, I got rid of my horse years ago. And you're going to go, you too.
I'm going to go,
because her voice is hoarse?
No, Joe.
No, but seriously.
Because of her ex-horse.
I hate horses. And I don't know why.
They're dicks.
I think
I
would
it's
love
I'm
to
scared
eat
of
one.
Them.
Horses are dicks. Probably, I mean, you hate what you fear, right? So, and I'm...
Well, that's...
Is that a saying? I don't know. I don't know, but most of the things I hate, it's because I'm scared of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You're scared of, like...
Jews?
No, but, like, I hate horses, and it's because I'm scared of them. I don't want to fucking be near a horse.
I don't want to be near a horse.
Horses are big
either.
And can hurt you, man. Same with cows. I don't like cows, because cows are big and can fucking...
Have you ever heard of somebody getting hurt
no,
by a cow?
No, they
yes,
can't.
Absolutely. A cow? Absolutely.
Man,
a bull.
Somebody hurt by a cow.
We live in Calgary where there's a stampede where people get hurt by fucking bulls all
they're
the time.
They're not
those
fucking
are
riding
cows.
The dairy cows.
Well,
they're fighting bulls.
But at the same time,
well, you
that
should
cow's
care because it's a kind of
any
important
cow
distinction.
Can, like, fuck me up. It's
don't
not,
have
no,
a cow.
No, it's like my weird thing with dogs that are bigger than a cat where I don't like them. And
what about my dog?
I like your dog. No,
what
can,
do you mean?
Once I get to know the dog. And then I get comfortable and I'm fine.
Dogs
it's,
that are bigger than a
although
cat.
Although our friend has a pit bull that I was fine with.
When you say those dogs
really
that are bigger than a cat, I think of like, well, technically like the cat in my head is like the smallest cat I've
ever
seen.
Yeah, because like cougars are cats.
And then like,
no, like a fucking house cat.
But there's different
cat.
Sizes of cats.
Yeah, there's way different okay.
cats. I've seen big cats. Yeah.
So I'd
like
say
Garfield.
About, like any dog
cat.
That's like longer than a foot and a half and like about a foot tall. If we're gonna go dimensions here, but because
well,
no,
well.
And it's because I was
did you
bitten by
like,
a dog as a child, and ever since then I've been scared of a
I've been
dog.
Bitten
that
by my
is
dog,
big. Yeah, it's fucking it sucks.
Nah,
but were you six when you got bit by your dog?
My dog wasn't born
exactly.
When I was six.
I was, and it fucking scarred me emotionally and physically.
Ryan, like sitting in his bedroom
all
like
the time.
Late at night, just
all
sitting
the
there making a list of things that he will not tolerate. He's like. Adam, the name Adam.
No, he's just like,
never.
No,
dogs that are bigger than
physics.
1 foot tall and a foot and a half wide.
No, it's like dogs
no,
that are bigger than cats.
Out.
Brackets. The dimensions of the cat.
Girls on Tinder who have pictures with horses
or stupid names.
Okay, well, give us an example of a
stupid
name.
I can't even think.
Like
oh.
Candy. With
I wish I could go on Tinder now and just find one.
Yeah, because we believe it. But like Leslie with an Lesly. Does that bother
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Lesly, yeah, because that doesn't make sense. If it is Lesley,
yeah.
Then I would be okay with
Leslie?
It.
Leslie?
But if, it, like, Leslie should be spelled Lesly. It, I don't
okay,
know.
But there's different ways of spelling Ryan as well.
Yeah, and they're all dumb. I mean,
they're all dumb?
What's another
one? R-I-A-N.
Word? R-I-N? That's R-I-N. Fucking stupid.
Why?
Just put
it makes more
exactly.
sense than Ryan.
Put a Y in
a
there.
Y. It makes more sense than having a Y.
No, it
really.
Doesn't.
I recently took the Y
I think
out
it's
of the
Irish
spelling,
spelling
of my name, and I just now spell it I-E instead of with a Y.
I spell mine with a Y.
That's okay, because Robbie can, like, typically spelled I-E or Y.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Leslie is not typically spelled Lesly.
You know what?
I just
Leslie,
hate
I don't know that I've ever seen it spelled that way.
But that would be just an example.
Seems to me like a girl who would be bigger than a cat and who would pose with horses.
Yeah,
that's
so
the
I don't
kind of
fucking
person
like her.
How do you
I
feel
picture.
About like other animals like rabbits?
I'm okay with rabbits.
What about rabbits that are bigger than
I don't like
cats.
I don't like
cats.
Rodents like
that take pictures
mice,
with horses.
Rats.
I don't like I'm like well, I had a guinea pig when I met her for years.
I don't like hamsters. I'm okay with guinea pigs.
I used to refer to it as the rodent.
I'm okay with guinea pigs because they're big enough. I don't like small things either that could, like, run away and then you couldn't find them. Because they'll fucking... When you find them, it's when you're sleeping and they're on your face. That's what hamsters do.
That's how I met my wife.
That's how you look
for
stuff.
See, you don't need Tinder. You just need to go to sleep.
Just lay down.
And the lady fairy.
I'm looking for stuff.
I'm looking for love, Mom. I'm looking for love.
That's my favorite.
I fucking
reality.
Hate so many things, guys. It's really unhealthy.
What's another thing you hate? Go.
Oh,
you're such a happy guy.
I know. But it's because everything you guys do, I enjoy. Everything everybody else does, I fucking hate.
Well,
like
I
those kids
you.
Those kids that sit at the Tim Hortons in my hometown of Okotoks, Alberta, sullying the name of Okotoks, Alberta by like just sitting at a Tim Hortons. It on
that
like
sounds
no,
like every
the same,
ones
the
ever.
Same thing yes. that senior but, citizens and ambulance drivers do most
here's
of the day.
That's what the
here's
tables
the thing,
are
though.
For.
But they're like 17-year-old kids, and it's a Friday night. Like
because it's Okotoks,
there's nowhere else
fuck all to
go.
Do.
Sure, there is. Go to the green stairs and fucking drink. That's what we did. We turned out fine.
Okay. I can't believe you're upset that, like, why are these kids out being
no,
hooligans?
But they're also the kids that wear, like, Carhartt.
God damn it. There's no property damage
to
occurring.
To be fair, when Ryan and I, when we were growing up, we would go to
we're
a...
idiots.
We would go
you
to a...
You stole a fucking stop sign.
Well,
yeah.
I put it back.
And then he learned not to steal.
Only because the cop yelled at you.
Yeah.
And have you stolen since? Probably
I haven't
not.
Stolen a stop sign since.
Exactly.
Now, no, what I'm saying is that at the very in your defense, the green stairs where we would hang out is basically just a shitty field.
I'd
so we there. Really weren't mm-hmm. being hooligans. We weren't bothering anybody. We made
we would go down by like the riverbank and have fires and stuff.
Yeah, like we didn't bug anybody.
No.
But then again, neither of the kids sitting at Tim Hortons apart from you.
No, they bugged me.
I mean, here's the thing. I'd say that both of these groups of kids are showing a total lack of imagination and in any kind of creativity at all. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, the ones sitting at Timmy's are at least like probably to perpetuate the economy.
No, they're not. They're not buying
that's
anything.
A thing.
Oh, they're probably buying coffee and a donut. More than like you guys sharing a fucking Big Bear.
We didn't share Big Bears. You don't need to share a Big Bear. A Big Bear is $3.
And I don't do the 40 because I'm not some trashy.
You drink
a
liquor.
Are you sure? You hung out by a set of stairs and drank.
I drank 140 since I was like 16. So
we used
and
to
I
drink
40s
and duct tape them to our hands, and you would only have
I
one
never did
finger.
That.
Yeah, you'd only have one finger free to help you pee.
Holy fuck.
I have helped one of our friends so many times.
People
pee.
Always ask me, like, how come you and your brother stopped hanging out for a couple years? Because you guys are so close. You hang out so much. And we did so much until you were in, like, grade 11. Like, right when I graduated. We didn't hang out for a couple of years. And it turns out it's because you were duct taping fucking balls to your hand. Being like, watch me piss with two fingers. Let's go to the Stirs.
And then we could stop by the Tim Hortons.
No, we never went there. It's like a frat. No, and okay, and these are the same fucking kids. It's just it's not necessarily the fact that they sit at Tim Hortons. It's everything about them that I hate. They
Jesus.
Like they're high school kids
oh,
wearing no wearing like Carhartt work jeans to school.
Wait a second. It's
no.
Like a case of like they're wearing gang signs.
Yeah. No,
it's literally they're wearing Carhartt.
Yeah, very
but,
nice
but,
pants.
But not even nice
pants.
Like, are you gonna get greasy in math class?
Carhartts. I had a pair of Carhartts in high school.
Like the brown work jeans.
You're
one.
Wearing
they
nice
gray,
pants,
but they were still Carhartt.
But like
pants.
These kids were like, and there's one kid. There's one fucking kid.
So really, you have one problem with like a very specific.
I don't like kids who sit at Tim Hortons and wear pants.
I have like problems
nice
with
pants.
These general kids, and then a specific
general
problem
kids?
With one kid. Because this kid, and I know for a fact that he went to high school at the time, and he'd wear like the fucking overalls, like or coveralls. I can't remember. Which one have sleeves?
Coveralls.
Okay, he wore overalls. That's
yeah.
just a strap.
Yeah.
He'd wear those to school every day. Carhartt.
He's probably a farm kid, like, Okotoks.
Not even. I know
how
for
do
a
you
fact
know?
Because I worked at Home Depot with a kid that knew him.
I
because
did not realize that until tonight, I had no idea that Ryan was the most superficial,
oh,
judgmental.
100%.
Like, you shouldn't be watching E-Talk. You should be fucking hosting it. Like, who worked better? The
no,
kid in the Carhartts or the electrician in the Carhartts?
Because, like, the episode today was, like, they were doing
Wait,
Kim
this
and
was today?
Yeah, with my mom. And I was, like, just sitting around. But they were doing, like, they were doing,
well,
like,
at least
Kim.
You weren't watching
wait
it standing
minute, wait
up.
Wait a minute. So not only do you have a problem with shiftless children sitting in a coffee shop, but what you've chosen to do with your life is stay at home with your mom and watch E-Talk.
Once, because like my brother came over and our upstairs is we're getting all our flooring redone because we had some flooding problems. And so there's only
his parents like, are doing it.
And my father's out of town, so it was
so you're the man of the house.
And my mom, pretty much, well, barely. Me, my mom, and my brother were sitting down there, and they were going somewhere to see a fortune would favor the bold. I passed, and because I showed restraint for once. And so we were sitting there, and my mom was watching it. And it was just on TV. I was mostly talking to my brother.
Oh,
Kat.
Yeah, he's
but
now.
I did watch the part about the Kimye wedding, and I couldn't.
What
Kimye? Who's Kim that? Kardashian and Kanye West.
Oh, okay.
Come
yeah.
on, guys. What?
Okay.
Okay. Anyway,
yeah, Kimye. Yeah, that makes sense.
But,
yeah.
Okay. It's like Brangelina.
No, okay.
So
or Kimye Svenja. Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Kimye.
Hey, I knew someone was going to do a Cote d'Ivoire accent eventually.
So
call back.
I was watching that, and here's why I couldn't host E-Talk. That this whole thing was leading to this. I couldn't host E-Talk because fuck them. They're the worst people. Kim Kardashian. Well, no. Kanye West, I'm okay with. Kanye West, I'm okay with. Because Kanye West.
Because he wears Carhartts.
No, because he has fucking talent
Carhartt
and
West.
Skill. And he does something that brings joy to some people. Myself included. I own
How
a Kanye West
kids
album.
Tim Hortons don't bring joy to some
to
people.
Who?
They give handies in the bathroom of Timmy's.
Yeah, not to me.
I don't know. The Carhartt Corporation?
Fuck. Yeah, well,
I would love to see you
I don't
in
like corporations,
a job interview to be the host of E-Talk. So what do you think you would offer
no,
to
No, I'm good. I can
Fuck
lie.
Fuck you guys.
I'm really good at lying.
You
but
drove all the way here. Why are you
drove all the way here? Yeah, no. Well, I gotta go by the Tim Hortons and sneer at some Carhartts.
But Kanye West actually does something that
yeah, I would agree. He's
you
an
can
artist.
Argue
he's an artist.
Is beneficial.
Yeah, I mean, he makes art.
Kim Kardashian.
I agree. She does nothing.
She does
nothing. Fucks on camera.
Excellent to look at. But does
I kind of
absolutely
I've always kind of hated myself for thinking she was really good looking.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, I don't know. I mean, it's fine to think somebody's good looking if they're like if you have a thing for little mustaches and you think Hitler's good looking. Like, I mean, as long as you're aware that like he's a scumbag.
What is this? So do you swipe right for anyone with a little mustache?
I know that
you
I like little mustaches.
Boy, guys, I don't even know anymore. All I know for sure is that I do have one more book we can talk about.
Yeah, I have like
one. Well, this one, did you read that one?
I did, yeah. I don't have anything to say about
me
it.
Neither.
It looked nice. We'll skip it.
Can I talk about this one really quick?
Winter World
say,
looked nice.
Yeah.
Daredevil issue 4 is good.
I'll like read it in 6 months.
Read it.
Okay.
I'll read it when I go home tonight.
One last thing. It didn't come out this week, but it came out within the last month or two. So I feel I'm justified in bringing it up. Inio Asano's new manga graphic novel from Fantagraphics is called Nijigahara Holograph. Ryan, you'd hate it.
Mm-hmm.
God, you'd hate it.
Is there Carhartts wearing teenagers in it?
No, there are teenagers. First of all, I love the art. This is some of like the finest art I've seen in a comic in quite a while. This is like Lynchian and frightening and like psychological horror, and there's multiple timelines that you have to keep straight, and I don't think I got 1% as much out of it as there is in it on my first read-through. I think I'm going to try and read it again tonight, depending on what time we wrap up here. But it's a pretty... It's extraordinarily beautifully drawn as well. There's some unbelievably gorgeous panels. And it's also like really dark and upsetting. And
it looks like something I would love.
I think you'd like it. I do. But you can't borrow it yet because I want to read it again. But
can I borrow it after? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you can, but I wouldn't if
What's
I was
the,
you.
Is there
What's
a...
What's the history of
I would have to try.
Is there an anime movie named Pastel or something that's supposed to be really, really...
Do you mean
elaborate?
Paprika?
Yes.
Paprika is a fantastic film, and it was directed by Satoshi Kon, who also created my favorite anime TV series, which is called Paranoia Agent. And it is basic. It reminds me of like Twin Peaks meets David Lynch meets... anime, but it's fucking spectacular. It was an anime. Satoshi Kon was he made a couple of movies. He made Millennium Actress and Perfect Blue, I think, were the other ones. He's amazing. He's dead now, unfortunately. But
Paprika, also you would, great if you're making
Paprika is a fantastic movie, but you would love spice. Paranoia Agent. I wish they would re-release it in Blu-ray or DVD. It's been out of print forever, so the only way you can get it right now is via the internets. Or if you want to spend like $250 on eBay for the DVD set, which I'm not going to do. But anyway, it's really quite good. But yeah, you would probably really like it.
Right now, trying to calm down.
It was a bit. I got pretty big. I got pretty. It's heated.
Some days. Some days I'm fine with people.
Someday.
I don't care what people do. I still don't like horses, but like every day. Every day, I think horses are fucking stupid.
Over the rainbow.
Suddenly, Seymour.
Why are there so many West Side songs about rainbows?
Songs about... Drop the bass! Post, there's a drip in my throat. Making me cough. Here comes a breakdown. I believe in a big good love. I got a favorite ring. Never give anybody a dinner. Never gonna give you up.
No. You're a good whistler.
See,
you should go to Whistler.
Last week, I found out that I can whistle while you guys sing
work?
On key and
while
stuff.
While we work?
And then this week, after like 20 seconds of trying to remember, what the fuck can I actually do? And then I was like, whistle! And
I love your inner monologue, Ryan.
I'll tell you why that's funny later.
Whistle!
I should know this.
Whistle while you work, bro.
Anyway, our favorites. My favorite this week was... Has this book been my favorite every single time?
Maybe.
It's come out?
It's your hawk guy.
It's my hawk guy? Yeah. Bob Fingerman's Minimum Wage, number 6. Written and drawn by Bob Fingerman. I love this series. I love this character. I love the art. There's a really awesome Mobius and Richard Corbin gag in it. And unfortunately, it's... going on break until January because he's doing like the season thing, more power to him. Really fantastic book. I highly recommend picking up the trade of this first 6-issue story when it comes out. You can't go wrong, fellas. You just can't.
Can I tell
you
an
better
off-color
fucking
joke?
Not what
can I tell an off-color joke?
You're going to
who
anyway.
Wrote that book?
Bob Fingerman.
Is he an Iggy Azalea fan?
What?
Is he an Iggy Azalea fan?
Iggy Azalea?
Yeah. Alizé?
I think it's Azalea.
Is he an Iggy Azalea fan?
I don't know. I have to ask him.
But do you get it? Because finger.
Can you, just freeze that little caption and be like, but do you get it? Just, put it on a loop at the end of this podcast?
I felt way weirder about that joke than talking about, the little mustache thing with Hitler.
Oh,
because
God.
That was about sexual assault. Oh, now I'm sad.
Okay. Well.
See, now those people, death penalty.
Bob Fingerman?
No.
I'm glad they don't let Ryan decide who lives and who dies.
Okay.
Because everyone would die.
Hello, my name is Rob. And my name is Robbie G. And I had a favorite book, and it was Fatal number 23 by Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips, the penultimate issue of this fantastic series that we've been talking about, we've spoken about every single month that it came out.
Your name is
typically,
Robbie G.
I think,
penalty.
You gauge the amount of favorites... Probably Fatal and Manhattan Projects are up there a lot.
I know
probably
I've favorited
the most
this a couple times.
Probably favorited comics.
Sean
Phillips officially won the comics industry by drawing this issue.
I will agree that this was the best art of the week.
I will say that it was a close second. It is mind-blowing. Absolutely phenomenal artwork.
It's very good.
Really cool look into Josephine and her backstory and how she became who she is. And again, seriously, astounding cosmic pages by Sean Phillips. Even if you're not reading Fatal, you should just pick up number 23 and flip through it just to look at some of these fucking pages.
It's the second last issue of a story.
Yeah, but you can just look at these pages. It's amazing.
As long as you're aware that this look like every other issue looks nothing like this.
Yeah, there was one other issue where there were a couple of murders where he had double page spreads that looked kind of weird and just like a little bit bizarre. But these ones look very sci-fi cosmic insanity, like, yeah. And then there's an owl that totally reminds me of Twin Peaks, but also my favorite cover of the whole series by far.
It is
like, beautiful cover.
No, there's still the one where the guy that I can't remember his name, Bishop, but where he's got the dogs. That was my favorite cover.
That was a cool cover.
That was a cool one too.
Anyway, yeah, Fatale 23 was my favorite. Fuck off.
Guys, Fatale was a really good book. Fatale looked really nice. You know what I thought? Looked just a hair nicer.
How many hairs?
Just
the one. Just the one hair.
Not
actually.
A horse hair.
Normally, like on any other month, I would be totally on your side. But Fatale was just so much.
But he hates you.
And fair. But you know, you guys know who my comic book art heart beats for.
Oh, absolutely.
Mike Allred. Courtesy of Mike Allred, Laura Allred, and the writer Dan Slott. Silver Surfer, issue number 3.
Yeah, I've said it before that if I could only follow one Marvel book, it would be this. And I stand by it still.
Stand by yours.
This would be in consideration. I mean, mostly because of Allred, but it's still like such a fun story. The character of Dawn Greenwood is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, she's such a fun character. She is very much like the agent, the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent in Thor God of Thunder. Like, just superbly written female character.
Right. Yeah, Dawn is a really, really compelling, like, empathetic character.
Yeah.
And Norrin Rad is fun. And their banter together and their chemistry is perfect.
As
clearly,
an aside, one of my Warcraft characters' name? Norrin Rad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Mine was always named after, usually they were named after Grave of the Dead characters. I had Jack Straw and stuff. Although I think the character that I made it the farthest with, his name was Two Sheds, like T-U Sheds.
Yeah. Mine was Communism,
and it was a priest.
Yeah. I also remember playing with Matt Fuguian, who had Office Casual. Speaking of things that Ryan will love, Criterion's putting out Eraserhead.
Oh my god, really?
Yep, finally.
When does it come out? It's my favorite.
I watched half of Mulholland Drive, and I was like, this is...
You got through half of Mulholland Drive?
I love Mulholland Drive.
The weirdest thing, with my mother, who doesn't get Pulp Fiction.
Wow.
So
did she
like
Mulholland Drive?
Oh, fuck no. Oh my god, no.
I can't see your mom being a Lynch fan.
I can't see... No, my mom is...
I can see her being the linchpin of your family.
She is. She's the glue. She finished it. I'll give her that. I couldn't.
She finished Mulholland Drive.
I remember in high school, friend Josh saw it, and he came to school the next day, and like he said his first comment upon finishing it was, Academy Award for Best Squirrel Director goes to... I was like, what do you mean? He was directed by a squirrel. I was like, I disagree, but I love that sentence.
I adore that movie. I love David
Age. It's strange. Yeah.
Anyways, you were still going.
Oh, no, I just...
Still
going. I really got there.
She's still going,
Silver Surfer, though. It's kind of a conclusion to this story with the queen.
The Never Queen
that doesn't have a heart. Including my favorite panel so far, which is where Silver Surfer is like transmitting a giant head of him to tell
incoming message from the big giant head.
And he's like, you guys need to leave, evacuate. And then everybody's like, no way. And then he goes, lo and behold, I am the Silver Surfer, and I am devouring your planet.
Cool.
That might have been the first Third Rock from the Sun reference we've ever had
on
this
podcast.
Does Third
Rock from the Sun hold up at all?
Yes.
Does it?
In a big bad way.
Okay.
John Lithgow is so fucking funny on that show.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't think so.
Because I haven't thought about that show for years, literally years, and now just you bringing that up, I was like, the concept of aliens sounds like something that I would dig. Maybe I should try and watch it again.
Maybe it does hold up. John Lithgow is a revelation in that show.
Sweet. Did you say that 70s show is on Netflix?
It is, yeah.
Do you remember
that show?
That
doesn't
show?
Really hold up.
I do!
Glenn Howerton?
I remember it.
That is so awful. It's
horrendous.
You can watch the first episode. Holy shit.
I remember
is that the one with the parachute pants?
Yeah.
Oh god, it's so bad.
I just remember when I first saw It's Always Sunny, I was like, that's the guy from that 80s show.
Really? Because I remember last year my friend Chris going, isn't it funny that Glenn Howerton was on that 80s show? I was like, what the fuck, really? And then watched it on YouTube again and went, this is the worst.
I have a weird memory that works with the weirdest things and doesn't work with most
important
things.
It's like seeing Joel McHale in the American pilot for the IT Crowd.
That a bummer?
Yeah, yeah. And also the American version of Coupling, which has some fairly funny people in it, but it's horrible.
I remember watching that when it was airing, and it was terrible. The American
Coupling is like possibly my favorite, like, quote unquote relationship sitcom of all time.
Yeah, they did an American version of the Inbetweeners, and it was horrendous.
I heard
they released a trailer to word, and it's so bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't think of a single example where they did the same script where it wasn't terrible. The first episode of The American Office is fucking
pretty
brutal.
Fucking awful, yeah.
The whole first season is pretty mediocre.
It's super weird that Amy Adams is in the first season.
Yeah.
She's like the
first
salesman.
The first two seasons in The American Office
aren't
saleswoman.
Amy Adams is in The Office?
She's the first saleswoman that, like,
she
Jim goes in on
Jim.
A date. She's in, like,
really?
One. She's in the last episode, I think, of the first season, and then I think she's in, like, the third episode of the second season.
The first thing I ever saw Amy Adams in... Episode 2 of Smallville.
I mean, that's probably where I first saw her, too. The first thing I remember, like, learning who she was and being like, I like this actress now, was when she was in Enchanted.
Do you remember when she was in Talladega Nights?
Oh, yeah, because I knew her from before, that,
the
too.
The Muppets?
Yeah, but I think...
The Master.
Like, I loved her in Talladega Nights, but I think the first time that I, like, saw her in a movie and thought, this woman is awesome, I should learn who this is and, like, be a fan of her now, was in Enchanted. Which, when that movie came out... God damn, I was all about that movie. I bought the soundtrack.
What one was that?
It's the one where she's like a Disney princess.
The
Cyclops
the
is in
Dawson's,
it.
Dawson's. What's the. What's
we got Dobson here.
What's the hospital show? It starts with a D. No, it doesn't
Dawson's
start with
Creek?
Grey's Anatomy. It doesn't start with a D at all. I don't know what I was thinking. Oh, his name is Patrick Dempsey. That's
okay. Oh, yeah, he was
D.
In
I was thinking
yes.
of D.
Is it
okay.
an Dr.
McDreamy?
Or
no, it's like live action where, like, but she's like your typical Disney princess where she can talk to birds and stuff. But it's like her. She ends up in the real world, and it's really funny and really well done. And James Marsden, who played Cyclops, plays this plays her prince from the animated
that
world.
That guy's
as well.
Really funny.
Oh my god, he's funny in that movie.
Have you seen him in 30 Rock?
Yes,
yes.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Him in when they did the remake of Death at a Funeral with.
I like that remake.
It was great.
The
remake was
cast.
Really good.
Yeah, it's not as good as the original, but...
But Richard Marsden does the Alan Tudyk character from the British
He's
Frank
good.
Oz one, which it's... I mean, it's Frank Oz who did the original,
but
anyway.
Yeah.
But the remake, he's fucking great as
that I like
character.
That remake.
That
I thought all those people... I love all those actors.
I don't like Martin Lawrence, but all the rest of them I really enjoy.
I like Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys.
I don't know that I would go to see a Martin... Like, if Martin Lawrence had another movie coming out, I don't know if I'd be like, I gotta see that. But
what
I
if
liked
it was Bad Boys 3?
I like Blue Streak.
That was okay. Blue Streak was good.
And I liked the one where he goes back in time.
Blue Streak.
Black Knight. Was it called Black Knight? It was a Connecticut Yankee King Arthur's Court, but it was Martin Lawrence was the guy, and it was good.
Who else was in the remake of Death at a Funeral? Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, Tracy Morgan.
Chris Rock and Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan gets his hand shit on.
Right. Tracy Morgan was fucking great in that movie.
Tracy Morgan's funny in everything. We spent a lot of time talking about Tracy
Morgan
yesterday.
Yeah.
Really? Where were you guys yesterday?
We were at the comic shop for like 3.5 hours.
I wish I was there. I had to teach.
Because Tracy Morgan got into a car accident.
Yeah, that
really
sucks.
Sad.
He's okay now, though, they
say. He's recovering, but because he's such like a severe diabetic. It's rough on him to recover, but like he will recover.
That sucks.
But it just takes him a lot longer.
Well, we've talked far too long.
Also, my favorite part of Silver Surfer is when she thinks that his surfboard's name is Toomey, because he goes, Toomey, my board.
That was cute.
And she goes, it's just me, you, and Toomey.
That's cute.
It's funny. It's
well,
such a cute book and great.
Oh, yeah, we have in our continuing quest to find a new theme song. Our new closing theme song.
I hope it's a Rolling Stones song.
I present to you a song commissioned by President John F. Kennedy, commissioned by Kennedy, commissioned from Robert Preston, the star of The Music Man.
I watched this on Twitter
musical.
Today. Can you share it?
It is a song, it is called the Youth Fitness Song, a.k.a. Go Chicken Fat Go. And it was a song that was commissioned by the president for children to exercise to. And it is my favorite song
I hope it's like,
ever.
Go chicken fat, go. Like the
No, it is a weird song, so enjoy it while we do the closing message. Seriously, the lyrics to this song.
That's a weird sounding guitar.
How do you do the, when you do the previews or the trailers on Bride of the Creature, how do you do that? Do you splice that in or do you just put
it on? I splice it in. Bride of the Creature has a lot of editing in it.
Really?
Like, it takes me probably...
Why? Because you love your wife, but you
because
only like us?
My brother wrote a theme song for that show and never recorded one for his own show.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
But also, the other reason is because since it's a shorter show, it's easier to work with. But
I see.
It's a different kind of a show. But yeah, so there's usually several multi-tracks that we splice together for that show.
This is a fucking weird song.
I
listened to the first minute and a half at my desk. At my desk today, I clicked on it and watched it, and then actually turned it off, saying, "What the fuck are you making me watch, Joey?" And just like,
I discovered it because it's in an iPhone commercial.
Weird.
It's in the new iPhone commercial that I saw when I was watching the World Cup. See, and I was like, "What is this song?"
I was thinking of that really bad Apple commercial, the one that's like gigantic.
As opposed to the really good one.
Have you seen that commercial? The gigantic
with the pixie
commercial
song?
With the pixie song. Yeah,
gigantic. Is that it?
Song?
Oh my god! I never. Okay, I didn't know that.
It's
what
it do with a big dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god! That makes it, that no. Okay, that turns my world upside
a
down.
A big love, gigantic.
Because I didn't know that, and I thought it was just like a song that Apple like put in their thing, and I was like, this is the most fucking grating thing ever, because that commercial is just gigantic over and over again.
That's what that
really
song most
is. Kind of what that song is. Yeah. I don't think you'd like the Pixies very much.
In fairness, yeah, I mean, I like Where's My Mind, but
Doolittle is probably one of the top five albums ever recorded ever, in my opinion. I think it's a perfect record. I love the Pixies.
Until next week, I'm Joey G.
I'm Robbie G.
I'm Ryan.
Go,
and
you
I
chicken
probably
fat.
Hate you.
Go, you chicken fat. Go.
And I probably hate you.
Death penalty.
No horse chicks.